Hello, Petrie. Thank you for giving me this airtime.
You're welcome.
I'm very nervous today, sorry.
Don't be nervous.
A couple of points. I got involved in a very tiny, wincy way from 2010 when I saw the demise of Charing Cross and Hammersmith hospitals that now are in desperate danger. No A&Es, taking the stroke unit away, getting rid of the ITU unit, and all sorts. And because I know people very close to my heart, totally dependent, I just kind of stood for the banner and thought nothing more. In the meanwhile, I did join a political party simply because I sort of felt a social conscience to do so. Mm. In the meanwhile, as I've got more involved, and I'm extremely grateful for being, and you know, being thought highly enough of to be part of this amazing group of people, the might of the local council, the Hammersmith and Fulham Council, is quite frightening. Mm. They smear us. They are able to spend thousands of pounds buying double-page spreads in their local newspapers. I once worked in a newspaper, so I know a little bit. So they can buy double-page spreads to say this is not happening when the absolute facts are presented in public meetings by MPs.
But I have to say, of course, that particular council is not here to defend itself against those allegations.
I realise that, but we get so... You see, this is the problem. You know, you're saying to me, Jan, would you be an MP? Would you speak out for people? I would willingly have 3 minutes every week on your programme just to give you an update of what really is happening to the people. Mm. I'd ring in and let your reporters report it. I'd invite you to come and meet everybody. The reality is there is an absolute censorship of normal people, just working class or ill or unemployed. We're all scum. That's how we're viewed as, and I'm sorry, Petra, but that's the fact. When these people that I'm campaigning with go out with their leaflets, they're elderly people that are ill themselves, or they're parents of ill children, they're mentally ill people, they come from every demographic, all political parties. So that's all I want to say is why I got involved. If I were in another life, if I were thought highly enough as a voice, that's what people need, voice, I would willingly do it. Absolutely. Now, secondly, the Labour Party, they inherited some money, and the money was to be put to train, teach, educate people from all walks of life how to become councillors. It's called the Future Candidates Programme. Mm-hmm. The actual entries for 2013 were closed. They were that busy. They offer residential training, coaching, mentoring, and they've Welsh Assembly members, and I'm reading it, I'm sorry.